This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Neil Mitchell from 3AW. What are you listening to? Well, you should know. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
That's right, Neil. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm Josh Burns, the member for McNamara, and I'm very pleased to be here with my electorate neighbour, Zoe Daniel, the member for Goldstein. Hi, Zoe.
Good morning, everyone.
We have a jam-packed half an hour coming up where we have two fantastic guests. Our first one is Dave Stevenson, who is the CEO of the National Basketball League, which I'm very excited about because I am a hopeless basketball tragic. Dave, are you on the line?
I am. Thanks so much, Josh, and lovely to have a bit of time with you and Zoe. Thank you for having me on.
Dave, it's great to have you on. And the reason why we wanted to have you on is because the NBL last week made a big deal about the fact that round 17 coming up in January is going to be the Pride Round, which you're doing in collaboration with Champion, the Champion Pride Round, which is a fantastic initiative. Dave, tell me about why you're doing this. Why is it important for the NBL to be having a Pride Round, and what are you hoping to achieve?
Yes, thanks. Thanks again, Josh. Look, I think one of the key tenets of our sport and our league is this notion that everybody is welcome. We're a very wholesome, family-orientated sport, and we believe that inclusion, diversity is important to help us become this great environment where people want to be there. And so we're a big believer that you can't be what you can't see. And so for us to be able to champion the LGBTQ community and celebrate the incredible work that happens in that community and make people feel welcome is something that we believe strongly in. So we wanted to let our actions speak louder than our words.
Dave, thanks for being with us and for sort of fulfilling Josh's latent desire to be a professional basketballer.
I'm still available, Dave, if you need. I'm still here.
And he is extremely tall, to be fair, even for someone like me who is quite tall. Look, I'm interested in these stats around the Pride in Sport study that showed that 80% of participants have witnessed or experienced queer phobia in sport. I mean, that's really worrying. And I'm just wondering, from your observations, you know, someone who works in professional sport and has done across a range of spaces, how visible that has been or remains to you? Do you see it? Are you aware of it?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly am aware of it, and having been involved in community sport with my three kids all the way through to elite sport, it is something that I have seen. And I don't think at all anyone feels comfortable with that, and therefore it takes, you know, one of two choices. We can either be passive and let those things happen, or we can stand up and say, you know what, we don't believe that that's the way to perceive. And so part of us focusing on having this Pride Round is take a small step to eradicating that, because I think until that stat gets down to 0%, none of us are going to feel comfortable.
Dave, I never made it to the NBL, much to the disappointment of myself. And I think it was a mistake. I think it was a mistake of some of the recruiters, to be honest. But anyway, we'll put that aside. But I did play a lot of community basketball. I still play community basketball, and I played VBL as well. And obviously the NBL is the pinnacle, but it sends a clear message to other layers of the sport and to the community level, to the junior level. What is the NBL trying to communicate to the other parts of the basketball world in Australia as the leading aspect of basketball in Australia? What's the NBL trying to say to the other levels about the Pride Round and to the players who play, like me, outside the NBL?
Yeah, I think it's a great question, Josh. We're very careful and deliberate to be able to say, hey, that what we've decided to do isn't necessarily the right approach for everybody else. So I want to say that very respectfully. But what we do think is we'd like to hold ourselves up as being an elite basketball league across the globe. And so what we want to do is inspire those other competitions, is to say, hey, you know, does the NBL think that this is important and they want to create that safe space and they're willing to invest time and effort and resources to do that, then maybe we could as well. And, you know, I think one of the interesting parallels that I've seen happen in, I was previously at the AFL, is, you know, the AFL started an Indigenous round and that drove a lot of momentum. But then now, if you look at down to every one of the local leagues, even at under 10s, so many of them are doing an Indigenous round because they see the benefit of what's happening at the elite level and the connection down to the community level. And so my vision one day is, wouldn't it be great to be able to have, you know, a Pride round equivalent all through the sport of basketball and frankly across all different sports at all different levels so that people feel comfortable and it's a very inclusive and safe environment, whether it's at the elite level or the community level.
Dave, we saw an extraordinary thing happen this year with the success of the Matildas and the elevation to hero status of several of those women, many of whom are openly gay, proudly gay women. And it just struck me as a stark contrast to some other professional sport, especially AFL in this country, where there are no out gay players. And it just sort of makes me wonder, and I'm not in any way negating what you're doing with the Pride round, but whether there's a disconnect there where we do a Pride round, we celebrate everyone in the LGBT community, yet obviously in AFL land, these young men are not comfortable coming out in the sport. So what is that disconnect, do you think?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, Zoe. I mean, I don't have that lived experience myself. But what I do believe is that it's obviously an individual choice for people on whether or not they feel safe and comfortable to come out. What I think all we can do, and I think what all the sports can do, is just work really, really hard to make a safe and inclusive environment that people feel comfortable to be themselves. And that takes a bit of time, and some environments are easier than others. I can't say how proud I am of Isaac Humphreys and his decision to come out and what that meant for our whole sport. And so I think we've just got to be vigilant to say that just by doing a Pride round does not mean that we've all of a sudden got this great, inclusive, safe environment, but it's a step. And I think if we can keep taking those big steps along the way, then ideally, pretty soon we get to a point where everyone feels comfortable to be themselves in any way, and I think that's all we can ask for.
Dave, you mentioned Isaac Humphreys. You know, I've watched Isaac play. He's a great basketballer, and he's got great touch underneath the basket. He's a tough player, and it was a big moment when he came out. And I guess the aim for having a Pride round is, and for this progress is for it not to be a remarkable thing, you know, for it to just be a normal course of action that someone is who they are, and that's something that doesn't take people by surprise or doesn't make the news. So I was wondering, sort of, in the lead up to Isaac coming out, you know, what did the league do? How did the league provide that safe space for the players so that it was an enabler for someone like Isaac to be public about who he is and his own sexuality?
Yeah, I wasn't at the NBL when that happened, so I can't give you a first-hand experience of that. But what I do know is that Isaac is the one that deserves that credit. So, yes, you know, I think Melbourne United, the team he was playing with at the time, and the NBL played a small role, as you said, as an enabler. But ultimately, I think it was the strength and confidence and courage of Isaac to be able to come out. I think that he deserves all of that credit. So I don't know that for the rest of our playing cohort and coaches and staff, how many people we have who do want to come out. But what I hope is, again, we work really hard to make sure that people can be whoever they are in our sport. And it's something that's a core tenet of what we believe in. And again, I think Isaac deserves all of that credit.
Dave, as we wrap up the interview, if people are interested in being a part of Pride Round or supporting or going to a game or seeing what it's all about, why don't you give the listeners of Joy 94.9 an overview of what the Pride Round will involve and how they can get involved if they want?
Yeah, fantastic. So we do kick it off, as you said, in January. It's our second ever Pride Round after our first one last season. There'll be a range of different elements of how we celebrate. So there'll be court decals, cheerleader outfits are going to be all purpose-driven, the staff uniforms, we've got activations, we've got giveaways, we've got, you know, the jerseys where players can choose to wear one with a champion rainbow logo on that. But probably importantly is just not only front of house of what everybody can see, but also know that the amount of training that's gone on through all of the staff in the NBL, including me, as well as players and clubs, I think that's pretty powerful, that partnership with Pride in Sport has really helped us all become better educated and frankly, be better supporters and allies. So there's a range of activity. Please come along. It's going to be an amazing couple of games. It's a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll all walk away with feeling proud about contributing to the safe and inclusive environment in the NBL and our community in general.
Well said, Dave. And just very quickly, before I hand back to Zoe, Melbourne United sitting on top of the ladder, who's your pick for the premiership this year?
Well, I think they're looking pretty good, although I do feel like they're missing one key roster piece.
So, yeah.
Josh, if I could talk to you afterwards, we'd love to get to start.
Give my people a call. I'm here. My jump shot is not as good as it once was, which was pretty shoddy to begin with, but I'm here and I'm ready, and put me in, coach.
Great. We'd love to have you there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Zoe. Really enjoyed the chat.
Thank you, Dave. And everyone, this was just a blatant opportunistic attempt by Josh Burns to get his strip in the pro basketball space.
Yeah.
So good career option.
It's been a long game, but I feel like I'm closer than ever.
Now, if you want to get involved in our conversation today, please text us on 0427 569 949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. It is Zoe Daniel and Josh Burns with you on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.